4ETW, mobile monitoring.
WJ, hey Chuck, how you doing?
Scott, how you?
Man, doing all right.
Yeah, we're headed for a little ride. Me and a couple of ranch mine, we meet them up TR, and then we go up to Hendersonville to eat. So, do that, turn around, come home.
Good idea.
About once, twice a month, but sometimes we go down the lower part, down to Batesburg, Leesville, and get some barbecue hash. It's a good day trip.
Nice.
What you got going on this morning?
I got to take my wife to a doctor's appointment here in a little bit. And got a couple other appointments today, but other than that, just work.
I don't got no job. Nothing serious with the wife.
Nothing appointment.
Okay.
The medication that she can't drive home afterwards with, so.
And they dilate your eyes and give you sunglasses, but you still can't see.
That's exactly it.
Not exactly. About what's your location now?
I'm on my home base station right now, across the street from Riverside High School.
Yeah, I think I remember now. I'm up here on Fish Car 14, headed to 414. Go up that way, past college. 11, 12 miles. Be off. Your repeater good from over there.
Antenna I can get and still hide behind the house without the neighbors catching me and reporting me to the HOA.
Them HOAs.
They're just wonderful. I love my HOA. There's no sarcasm there. None whatsoever.
No, sir. I didn't read any into that. Raise a temper-minded individual.
On Monday?
The wheels don't run off. That's my plan. I need to be there. I've got a couple things that I need to get somebody to answer for me.
Mostly, because I'll be in New York Monday. But I should be online and attending remotely.
You do wrong. You got to go up there.
They send me up there all the time. I'm there quite a bit, but it just happened that this time coincided with the with the rescheduled Barrage meeting.
I
take my handy talkie with me when I go, and I talk to people up there on the radio too. I've got that M1KE that I take with me, and I get on the net and stuff via Echo Link back here. And so, you know, I still do my ham radio stuff even when I'm up there.
Get that computer stuff one of these days. Not too deep, but be nice to sign in around here on the internet.
Laura F. and the M1KE. It's a pretty neat little device. It's a little handheld device, and it'll sign into Echo Link and all that stuff over the internet, and it can sign into all that stuff over the internet, Echo Link and All Star and all those things, and it's like a little walkie-talkie in your hand, and you can talk on it, and it's like a little handy-talkie on your that works over Wi-Fi.
KRTTW, you'll drop in just a minute. See if anybody else there. Okay. Don't look like nobody's awake but me and you.
N2SWJ.
Sometimes I got a lot of little irons in the fire and just can't get them together. I'm on a mobile right now and I don't have a base antenna up yet. I got one, but it's hadn't got it up. So I'm still limited, but I'm working on it.
And that's up. My boy is going through that ham class that they offered, and he's working to get his technician license, but he helped me put up some a wire antenna through the trees, and then I've got a vertical HF antenna as well mounted to a 4x4 in the backyard. You know, none of this stuff is very high off the ground because of, you know, the HOA. It's all got to be hidden behind the house. But it helps me get a little bit out. But that wire antenna through the trees works the best as far as anything for the HF.
Okay, as long as they don't see it.
They don't see it.
Probably the wise thing, but I'd be wanting to climb up me a telephone pole and put me just a horizontal up there somewhere, or just a short away from the pole vertical. Probably got everything underground now.
Underground. I've got stuff. Mine's not pretty. Not pretty by any means.
It ain't pretty and you can't get in it, but that's my going away place.